I thought your last concert that you had with bringing back some of the folks who had started their careers in Sioux City or were born in Sioux City and have gone on to make names for themselves was quite unusual. And you also had a couple of world premieres in that performance as well. So really a nice concert and a great way to celebrate 100 years.
Sioux City has been great to have these sort of homecoming concerts. And this program was probably one of the biggest challenges that I've ever had when it comes to these types of programs, because it wasn't just one or two or three, it was six. And, you know, the just coordinating, for example, travel schedules, you know, everyone that performed in the concert had some sort of Sioux City tie. And so, we had double bassists traveling back from Spain, several musicians traveling back from New York, or really all over the country to come home and to have this really special weekend. And the great and fascinating part of it all is that as we also had video segments throughout the performance that sort of gave the audience an insight to who they were and what year they started studying and their major influences in the area. And as we were editing those videos throughout the week, we started to see that virtually every single performer on stage had some sort of link from one to the next. And it was really a fascinating. And I think part of that is what added to the sort of emotional and powerful performance that we experienced on Saturday night, that here were these people who were essentially sharing their heart and coming back to friends and family. And it was just a really beautiful concert experience, and people are already talking about how we can do something like it again. So it was wonderful.